This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets Podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. A busy, busy Tuesday here. We, of course, have the wonderful Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos on with us. We're going to catch up with Bears quarterback Dylan McCaffrey a little bit later on. David Hogue, the Big Sky Conference Defensive Player of the Week. And Mike Brohar talking CSU. So, my goodness, it's a jam-packed day. But first, and certainly never, ever least, the man, the myth, the legend, Zach Stevens. Zach, it's good to get you, man. I know we've been waiting for a regular time because the Broncos and everything, but it's good to get you back on the show on a regular basis.
Oh, Brady, it's great to be on, and it's great to talk about real football.
Oh, isn't it fantastic? I mean, I was joking about it yesterday. I'm like, hey, we're back to being miserable again, but miserable about our teams losing or struggling or whatever. So it's wonderful, except for the Broncos. We're not miserable for 1 week, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's weird. It's different, Brady. I mean, we're used to being miserable in September these past couple of years. Now a win? People don't know what to do with themselves.
I really don't, honestly. I didn't know what to do with the win. I didn't know what to do with, to be honest, I didn't know what to do with Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, he was keeping plays alive. That's what was crazy about everything. Plays would break down, what have you. He was keeping plays alive, and that was what was really cool to see.
Yeah, and on top of that, I mean, so there were two unexpected things to the public. It was keeping plays alive, and I think that really surprised everyone. I mean, especially stiff arm. I think you could have got pretty good odds on Teddy Bridgewater getting a stiff arm in before throwing a completion. But then also the other thing, which was a very encouraging, and I think a lot of fans were very encouraged to see, was Teddy Bridgewater throwing the ball further than 10 yards. He had multiple completions that were beyond 20 yards. He hit Judy for 20. He hit Noah Fant for 25. He hit KJ Hamler for 22. That's what people thought they weren't going to get with Teddy. And that's why people wanted Drew so bad, is because of the big plays. Now, did Teddy hit a 50-yard touchdown? No, but he hit KJ Hamler in the hands, which would have been a 50-yard touchdown.
Right.
Was it a perfect pass? No. But was it where it should have been for it to be completed? Yes, KJ dropped that. So that was really encouraging to see. And just his composure in the pocket and going for it on fourth down, that shows you why Vic Fangio wanted Teddy Bridgewater. He has not had a quarterback that he's been this confident in his entire time in Denver. And that is a huge behind-the-scenes thing. And everyone said, well, why did he not go for it with Drew in the preseason on fourth down? But he went with it with Teddy in the preseason on fourth down. It's because he trusts Teddy, and we're seeing that bleed over into the regular season, and I loved pretty much every single thing about the game.
Zach, is this the real Vic Fangio? Is this the guy, the coach we haven't seen in the last 2 years because he didn't have the quarterback, as you just said? Is this the real Fangio? He's going to go for it on fourth down. He's gonna take a few more risks. We didn't get to see that because he didn't believe in his quarterbacks, and so maybe we're getting a taste of this, or was this just a rare instance where Vic Fangio is kind of coaching for his life on Sunday?
Well, if he is coaching for his life and he feels this pressure, then he should feel this pressure all the time, Brady.
Yeah,
because I believe that this is who Vic Fangio wants to be. Now, do I think we're going to see 3-4 down conversions every single week? No, I don't think so. But I do think we're going to see a more aggressive Vic Fangio. Behind the scenes, Brady, one of the reasons that Vic Fangio moved on from Rich Scangarello after his first year in Denver was because Rich Scangarello was not nearly as aggressive. And Vic didn't like that everyone thought that he was Mr. Conservative. But in reality, Vic thought it was Rich being the conservative one. Vic wants to be aggressive. So would I be surprised to see the Broncos go for it on fourth down every week or every other week? Absolutely not. No, I wouldn't. And look, when the Broncos got a lead, they just kept extending it here, and they end up with a rare dominant blowout, really. I mean, this game should have been at least 27-7 by the end of the game, and really the Broncos could have even gone even harder on the Giants here, and this could have been even bigger of a blowout. Now, here's the big test. Can the Broncos do it multiple weeks in a row? We haven't seen them do that much in the Vic Fangio era, And we haven't seen them just dominate competition in back-to-back weeks. This is a team that sometimes plays up to their competition and plays down to their competition, that's for sure. Now you have two more games coming up that you should absolutely win.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. It does feel like that. The last couple of years, the Broncos were in some games that they weren't supposed to be. And then when we said, hey, if they win this game or this game, maybe they're back in it, they should win these games, and then they couldn't. So I think that's why it feels so weird. Like, that game ending, you're like, whoa, okay, we held on and we won the game, and they won by multiple scores, should have won by even more scores. So that going forward is certainly a bizarre feeling, but the pressure is still very much on Vic Fangio, right? I mean, we said you can't go 1-2 because then it's, oh boy, look out. Baltimore, I know they lost last night, but that schedule gets weird the next three games. So the pressure is still very much on Vic Fangio.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. One win is fantastic, but one win in the entire month of September, if he doesn't get two more this month or at least one more this month, Brady, one win in September for three straight years is certainly not enough to get you off the hot seat. And I really hope that he continues to coach like this. And his players responded extremely well. And Teddy Bridgewater is a guy that when you look at him in situations, he just seems so calm. And that's the calming presence that you want on the field, but it's also the calming presence that you want in the locker room. Von Miller talked about Teddy's speech and just said it was exactly what the team needed. The Broncos put out a little Twitter thing yesterday, a little video, and Von said to Teddy on the sidelines, you know, this is something that we haven't had since 18 was here. So the combination of Vic being able to trust Teddy and then Teddy being able to be calm is just what this team needs right now.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing that Vaughn says. That you have some Broncos fans that are like, oh, he's not paid. I didn't take that at all as that was what Vaughn was saying. He was saying it the leadership aspect. You know, I don't think he was saying that Teddy's just as good as Peyton Manning was.
Right. No, exactly. No, he's not saying that. And speaking of Peyton, I mean, how great was Peyton on that broadcast last night?
Yes. My only problem was I found myself watching them and not this great game that was in front of me. So I don't know how they fixed that, because I was over to the left. It was just like I was watching a television show. And, oh, there's a football game over there. So I was distracted because it was so ridiculously good and entertaining.
No, man, it was that is 3 hours of must-watch TV now every single week. And I feel really bad for Steve Levy. I mean, the number one Monday night guys, because they're great, but come on, it's not fair to put Peyton. And Eli was kind of just a nice sidekick there, and the guests were good, too. But, I mean, this was the Peyton Manning show.
It works. It works. You love Eli with Peyton. I mean, I loved the story with Ray Lewis, how Ray had to tell Eli who the Mike linebacker was. I mean, that those kind of stories, you know, you don't really hear all the time. So that was certainly a good one. Zach, while we have you, how about the injury update? We'll go Jerry Jeudy. It looked really bad. I thought, that could be the end of his season. It sounds like it's going to be more like, 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, 4 to 6 weeks, so that's very encouraging. Now, what I'll say about the 4 to 6 week timeline is, personally, I'm viewing it more toward the 6 weeks, if not even a little longer, and there's two reasons for that. The first reason is high ankle sprains, Brady, are really, really bad, and these are something where it's not like a broken bone where once the bone's fine, you're good to go. High ankle sprains are something that really linger, and they're really bad. They're way worse than just a normal ankle sprain. So this is something where he's probably going to be looking at the 6 weeks. And then also look at Jerry Jeudy's game. He's a guy that uses those ankles and puts an incredible amount of pressure on those ankles. And if I'm the Broncos, I would rather be cautious, especially with this, you know, 3-0, 2-1 start that you really should get off to. You should be okay. You should be able to, you know, still be in contention and still be talking about playoffs and competing in the AFC West if you don't have Jeudy for, let's say, one or two more games on top of that 4 to 6 week timeline. So what's going to be very interesting is how do they rush him back? I certainly wouldn't. And then you have that bye week. Just a few games after that 6 week timeline, do they say, you know what, we're just going to be extra cautious because they may have their eyes set on January football instead of just competing in October at that point?
Zach, I got about a minute today on the condensed schedule, but what about Bradley Chubb? What's it looking like for him?
He is not trending in the right direction,
oh,
Brady, and it's certainly concerning. You know, 2 weeks ago, it looked like he was going to play. Last week, he took a step back after the game. Vic said, you know, hopefully we get him back soon. So that just does not sound good at all, Brady.
Yeah, that's a rough one to hear because we're salivating at the thought of those two out there chasing after quarterbacks, Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. But it was really nice to see Von Miller get two sacks in that game on Sunday.
Oh, he's back, Brady. He's back, and boy, did he look good. That tackle for a loss, too. That's exactly the Von Miller that the Broncos need.
It wasn't just the sacks. You're right. Just the presence, and then, of course, moving guys around, stretching out run plays. I mean, that's the Von Miller we remember. So who knows? Maybe he keeps putting on that performance. The Broncos figure out something, and we get to see Von retire as a Bronco. But a discussion perhaps for another day. Zach might reach out to you later this week, see if we can get your thoughts on Jacksonville. Certainly feels, I mean, these next two games, they feel like must wins, even though they're not, but they do feel like that.
Yeah, almost like must blowouts,
right.
In fact.
Yeah. No, I think Trevor Lawrence, what, first regular season loss, too. So you got to capitalize on that. The Jags are going nowhere in a hurry, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Zach, appreciate you as always, man. The best in the biz. Love having you connected with the whole show.
Thanks so much for having me on, Brady. Really appreciate it.
All right, man. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. 29 minutes after the hour. Normally, the quarterback room with Dylan McCaffrey is going to be on Mondays. We moved it to Tuesday, so we're going to catch up with Dylan next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.